Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome to Final Pitch here on News Talk 830 WCCO. A night in which we talk about another Twins victory tonight over the Detroit Tigers 7-6 at Target Field. The phone number is 651-989-9226. This series is over. Twins have a day off tomorrow, and then after that, three more games in the regular season against the Cincinnati Reds. And right now, as we sit here and we look at the American League Central Division, your Minnesota Twins, ladies and gentlemen, are back in first place by a half a game. Shout out to the Cleveland Indians taking care of business. Another walk-off victory tonight against the Chicago White Sox. So now we are back in first place. Are the White Sox choking? Are they getting a little bit jittery and nervous? I don't care. We're consumed and we're focused on the task at hand. And that is repeating right here in Minnesota as the American League Division, Central Division champions yet again. 7-6, that was the final score tonight. 651-989-9226. The winning pitcher and the ace. Yes, I said it. The ace for your Minnesota Twins, Kenta Maeda, with win number 6 on the season. He went 6 innings. Gave up 3 earned runs. Miggy with the home runs tonight. He was basically the entire Detroit Tigers offense. But Kenta goes 6 innings, he gave up 4 hits, 3 earned runs, walked no one, 9 strikeouts on 94 pitches. So for the regular season, Kenta Maeda ends up with a record of 6-1. And mind you, okay, when he almost threw a no-hitter, remember that game? And you ended up having a blown save in that game? Kenta Maeda didn't get a win for that phenomenal performance. So he should have been 7-1, but we get it. We understand, right? You know, wins and losses overrated in Major League Baseball. 6-1 on the year. His ERA for the year, 2.70. Shane Bieber is going to be the American League Cy Young winner. Okay? But man, Kenta Maeda, my hat's off to you, sir. You have been all of that. And I took a couple of phone calls earlier in the year, even when Kenta was rolling from the start. Couple people, Gratterall, we shouldn't have traded him. What? I don't want to hear it. Don't call me with that anymore. Kenta's been all that and more. He's been better than I ever could have imagined. So damn good. And he will be, well, it's not official, but come on. Is there any doubt starting game one in the postseason? He should. The rally robes, or rally robe, it's getting a lot of run. It is getting a lot of run tonight. So you had 3 home runs tonight. Eddie Rosario with a home run. Jake Cave hit 2. He loves the robe. He's rocking the robe, right? How about Jake Cave? And look, I said this at the end of last year, and I've said it a few times this season. Jake Cave has been on the money. You talk about somebody in the organization that's consistently improving their skills. When you call for Jake Cave to get in there and play, whether it's, you know, giving Eddie a day off or, you know, going in there for Byron Buxton when he's out of the lineup, I'm a fan. This dude's been rocking it, man. He's been good. Tonight, he was all over it. 2 for 4 at the plate, couple of home runs, and he's always good for a web gem in the outfield. So props to Jake Cave. He was doing some big things tonight. Because basically, it came down to Jeffers, Cave, and Rosario from an offensive perspective. But really, Jake Cave was just woof, all over it. 3 runs batted in tonight. All right, 651-989-9226. That is the phone number. If you'd like to weigh in on what transpired tonight, we'll start with Denny in Prior Lake.
Hello, Henry.
How you feeling, buddy?
I'm good. I'm sorry that I haven't been able to talk to you all year, but I'm back.
No apologies, man. You don't have to. Hey, it's been a weird year. 2020 hasn't been our year, but we're headed to the postseason, my friend. Nice to hear from you.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you my synopsis on the Twins. As you know, in the beginning of the year, I told you they'd go 41-19.
And they're not going to do that.
Josh Donaldson to be out for 2 months. That cost us at least 4 games.
Okay.
Out of 2 months. That's how much he's worth, really.
You can't tell that to the people in the sports books in Vegas, though. They won't buy that.
I don't care. I don't care. I know baseball. You know what? Our starting lineup. And, you know, the last time I talked to you, I told you the reason we're so good is because of our depth. And you look at Jake Cave, what he did tonight.
Beautiful. Oh, but he even showed some of that last year, though. Like, in the second half of the season last year, he showed some of that last year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's why he's here, because he showed it. I mean, it was a good trade for us. But, you know, our starting lineup for pitchers is the best the Twins have ever had in the history of Minnesota Twins baseball. And I'm talking back 65 with Jim Cott, Perry. I mean, I'm telling you, this lineup we have right now is the best the Twins have ever had. And I've watched the Twins since then.
Wait, are you talking about starting rotation or are you talking about the everyday lineup?
Oh, no, both. Starting rotation. You know, Kenta should be a Cy Young winner this year.
No, Shane
Rios
Bieber
is on fire.
Shane Bieber is the Cy Young Award winner. Hold on, Denny. Shane Bieber is the Cy Young Award winner.
Who is?
Shane Bieber.
From
Cleveland.
Did they not pitch? Did not Kenta beat him? Heads up, man to man.
Have you seen Shane Bieber pitch this year?
Did Shane Bieber lose the?
I can't remember who he opposed when he faced us, but I remember he mowed us down for 13. Hold on. In the first two starts of the season, Shane Bieber's the undisputed Cy Young Award winner. So I'm not going to go with the homer take here. I'm a Kenta Maeda fan, but everybody, there's not a person on planet Earth right now that thinks that anybody other than Shane Bieber is the AL Cy Young Award winner.
Hold on.
Hold on, what?
He pitched against Bieber, and he beat him heads up.
So hold on. I don't know that that's factual, but let's assume that it is. You're telling me because one pitcher wins one matchup, that's the reason why they should win a Cy Young Award?
Well, no, they're both equal in record. And, you know, Kenta got screwed on one game, but there's nothing he can do about it. They have equal records, and heads up, he beat them.
Hold on.
In that game.
Shane Bieber was the first pitcher in Major League history to get, how many strikeouts was it in less than 60 innings? Over 100? Like, come on, Denny. It does matter. Denny, it does matter. You cannot sit there and say, but go ahead. What's the rest of your point? Because we're not going to agree on this point. What's the other point you want to make?
That's why I like talking to you. Number one, when they pitch heads up, face to face, Kenta beat him. He's got a 2.7 for the year.
Shane Bieber's got a 1.63 ER. Hold on. Shane Bieber has a 1.63.
Oh. Oh, well, I stand corrected.
Okay, rest of your point.
The records are the same, and he beat him heads up. Twins.
Well, the records aren't the same because Shane Bieber's 8-1.
Oh, holy cow. What's Kenta? 6-1?
6-1, yep.
Yeah. I didn't know Bieber's 8-1. But we beat him. That's his only loss.
I tried to tell you that, and you wouldn't listen to me.
Well, I'm listening now. Anyway, I really like our lineup. I do. You know what? It's too bad we can't go to the games. It's unbelievable that we can't go to the games.
Yeah, it sucks, yeah. Yeah.
It's so disheartening. But our lineup, you know, now that Garver's starting to swing,
mm-hmm.
and we got, I don't know.
All right, thanks for the phone call from Denny and Prior Lake. I think Denny got exasperated with me after I pointed out that Shane Bieber had an 8-1 record with a 1.63 ERA. What did you make of that, Chris? Hey, Chris, hold up. We're all Twins fans here, right?
Yes.
This is Twins territory.
Yes.
Let me ask you, okay? Who is the American League Cy Young Award winner?
Shane Bieber.
Is there any chance that anybody else wins?
No. I think it's very possible that Kenta gets a lot of second place votes, but
no question, and he should.
Right now, Shane Bieber is heads and shoulders the best pitcher in the American League. Even if the Twins back on September 11th, I mean, that was a game that Kenta Maeda went, I mean, they went toe to toe. I mean, in that game, Maeda went 7 innings, gave up 4 hits, no runs, walked 2, struck out 7. Bieber in that game, I mean, almost identical. 7 innings, 5 hits, he gave up 3 runs,
yeah.
All of them earned, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts. So, I mean.
But my point to Denny is complete body of work. I mean, you're not giving a Cy Young Award to somebody because one guy beat the other guy in one matchup.
No, and I mean, Kenta Maeda has had an incredible season for the Twins, I think better than expected. But at the end of the day, it's about everything. I mean, Shane Bieber, you mentioned the quickest in Major League history to get 100 strikeouts in, you know, 60 innings. He's been incredible this year. He's been so consistent, and especially what he did tonight to help the Twins jump the White Sox. As much as I like Kenta Maeda, Shane Bieber is, he should be your American League Cy Young.
All right, 651-989-9226. That's the phone number. Twins win tonight 7-6 over the Detroit Tigers. Tomorrow they have a day off. Then they face the Cincinnati Reds for 3 games as we close out the regular season. And currently, as it stands right now, they lead the American League Central Division over the White Sox by a half a game. 651-989-9226. We'll take your phone calls here coming up next here on Final Pitch. All right, welcome back to Final Pitch here on News Talk 830 WCCO, where we celebrate a 7-6 victory for your Minnesota Twins, who now lead the American League Central Division by half a game. 651-989-9226. It's always fun talking Twins baseball, especially when they win. Let's take a phone call from Diana in Hutchinson. What's going on?
Hello, Henry. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, very excited.
You are excited, huh? You're ready for it, right? You're ready for the postseason.
I am. It was.
Bring on the Yankees.
Quite a game.
I ain't afraid of them Yankees if we have to face them.
I really don't care who they play. I just want them to win.
Yep, I'm with you.
Just want them to win. I got to make a comment about Jake Cave, though.
Uh-huh.
He has got some nice hair. Have you
like his hair?
That?
I mean, well, I've been over paying attention to guys' hair for a long time because I'm ball headed. So I just, you know, I got hair envy. I have problems with that. I mean, I'm very insecure that way, but no, I'm just joking. Yeah.
You
saying to me that he has nice hair, I say that about anybody with hair. Basically. Like, I have complimented, I think I probably have complimented Chris Tubbs on his hair a time or two.
Well, my oldest son knows exactly how you feel.
Oh, your oldest? Oh, he's lacking hair like I do too? He needs some of the hair follicles?
Yes, he got the hairline from my dad. And, you know, when he was in the Marine Corps, you know, he had to keep it short all the time, you know.
Yeah.
And it started, you know, kind of receding and everything. So he's just been shaving his head.
Well, last night.
Good.
Okay. All right. Now, well, last night after you called in, we had Diane and Crystal call in. And she said what'd you say?
I heard that.
Yeah, so, but hold on. She said that she wanted Sergio to close. Sergio tonight gave up the three-run bomb. And I'm not just putting it on because he came in with guys on base. I totally get it. So I'm not just trying to – I'm just having a little bit of fun with Diane from Crystal.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a good thing that Jake hit that second home run.
Yep. Yep, to add another run on the board, and eventually that ended up being the game-winning run.
Extra innings.
Yep. No, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you.
Good
so game. we get a night off, and then we're back at it on Friday.
Yes, I cannot wait.
I know. I'm with
it's
you.
Gonna be exciting.
All right. Thanks for the phone call from Diane and Hutchinson for calling in here on Final Pitch. A regular. She loves her Twins, and she loves to call in with her opinions on the ball club. All right. We'll take a break. Come back. We'll wrap up Final Pitch, and then get into late night. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, wrapping up Final Pitch here on News Talk 830 WCCO. I'm your host, Henry Lake, producer Chris Tubbs. Twins win tonight, 7-6 over the Detroit Tigers. And we're loving life right now. Well, we're loving the Major League Baseball life, that is. When you get the victory and then you all of a sudden, when everybody thought that, well, you're not going to win back-to-back division titles. And I'm not saying that they absolutely are because you still got three games left. Things are looking pretty good though right now. I know you got a day off tomorrow and then you're back in action on Friday. But let's hope that Cleveland can go ahead and get another victory against Chicago and help you out even more. But as it stands right now, the Minnesota Twins have a half-game lead in the division race. I want to pose this question to Chris Tubbs before we get out of here on Final Pitch and start late night. It seems like there's nothing etched in stone, nothing's official right now. But it looks like for the postseason series, it would be Kenta Maeda in Game 1, Jose Barrios in Game 2, and then Michael Pineda in Game 3. Chris, your thoughts?
I like it only if you're not taking on the Yankees. Because here's why I say that, and it's something that I actually saw from Patrick Royce a couple days ago, and it makes sense. Who are the Yankees going to throw in Game 1?
They're going to throw. I mean, what, is it Garrett Cole?
Yeah,
is that who?
Yeah, they're going to throw Garrett Cole. So
yeah.
I think you have a better shot of winning a game against somebody like a J.A. Happ more than a Garrett Cole. So maybe you flip-flop Barrios and Maeda against, you know, and this is, if it's the Yankees, I go Barrios and Garrett Cole.
Why?
Well, I think you're more likely to...
Oh, we're talking about conceding Game 1 now?
No, you're not necessarily talking about conceding, but I think when you play the numbers and you play the odds, you're more likely to score more runs against a J.A. Happ or a Masahiro Tanaka if he throws kind of like the Blue Jays did tonight. I don't know if it would be a Paxton. I don't know how their rotation would line up. But if it's anybody other than that, I think it is Kenta Maeda and then Jose Barrios. I do like the idea. Well, go ahead.
But this is the question I have, though. Okay. What's the difference whether it's Barrios in Game 1 or Maeda in Game 1? I don't understand what the – like, I didn't see the information from Royce, but I don't understand the logic. Like,
you don't
–
Yeah, you don't want to sacrifice your best pitcher in a game that, with the way that Gerrit Cole can get rolling, you don't want somebody, you're going to have a little bit more.
How is that not sacrificing? How is that not conceding? That's literally conceding game one. If you're saying that let's start Kenta Maeda in game two and start Barrios in game one because Barrios, he's a good pitcher, but he's not Kenta, and none of those guys are going to touch Gerrit Cole. That's legitimately conceding the first game of the series, and I hate that.
Well, I didn't say that you couldn't touch him, but I think if you're looking at the odds, you play the numbers would play out to say you throw Kenta Maeda, and again, this is only against the Yankees. If it's against anybody else, I agree, Maeda, Barrios, and Michael Pineda. But I just think when you're going up against somebody like Gerrit Cole, I mean, you know, you could look at the way that he pitched against Shane Bieber and you can make the counter argument. So I don't know. I guess if I
was asking Patrick Royce that, I would ask him because utilizing that logic, you're conceding game one. And essentially what you're doing is you're saying it doesn't matter who Gerrit Cole opposes in game one, two, or three, you're going to be the underdog. So if it doesn't matter who you throw out there and they're the underdog, then why would it matter whether it's game one or two? That's the part I don't get.
Right.
And think about this for a second. If that's Royce's logic, and you're talking about it, I didn't see that. But this is the point. Last year, we didn't pitch Jake Odorizzi, who was your best pitcher, until game three. And then people got pissed about that. And I said from day one, pitch him in game one. And they said, well, we don't want him in Yankee Stadium. And it backfired. So I'm befuddled by that take. I really am. If that's the take that he has, I'm confused by that.
Well, I can understand it, though, that if you lose game one, you have a much better shot of bouncing back in game two with unquestionably your best pitcher looking to even it up rather than hoping to get something good out of Jose Barrios in game two.
But let me ask you this. Why would you not want your best pitcher to pitch in game one? If the New York Yankees are throwing their best pitcher at us in game one, why would we not want to throw our best pitcher at them? Because we're going to concede a loss?
No, I just think the margin for error for the Twins against the Yankees in game one is a lot smaller than the Yankees' margin for error against the Twins. I mean, Gerrit Cole is probably one of the toughest matchups that the Twins could draw. And I know he's 7-3 this year, not your typical Gerrit Cole sort of year.
And Kenta Maeda wouldn't be a tough matchup for them?
I think Kenta Maeda. See, the thing about Kenta Maeda right now, as well as he's been pitching, and yeah, he is probably the best matchup for the Twins to throw in game one. But I think if you're looking at the best bounce back opportunity, if you lose, I think you have to put that ace in the hole. And I think that's where he's coming from.
I'm gonna say this right now, with all due respect to any of that logic, I don't want to bounce back. I want to take game one. Let's roll.
Well, we all want to take game one.
I mean, but that's the reason why you throw Kenta Maeda in game one. And that's the reason why Rocco's got it set up that way, is because he doesn't have any fear in the New York Yankees.
Let me ask you this. If the Twins lose game one against, hypothetically, and again, this is just in the Yankee bubble, the Twins lose game one, who do you feel better throwing game two in a bounce back, Maeda or Barrios?
Wait, say that one more time.
Let's say the Twins lose game one, hypothetically mm-hmm. to the Yankees. They lose game one. Who do you feel better in game two? Better bounce back opportunity, Barrios or Kenta Maeda?
I don't feel one way or the other, to be honest with you. That'd be like asking me, who would you rather have pitching game one? Would you rather have Jose Barrios pitching game? Like, if Kenta Maeda is my ace, then he's my ace. I mean, we're legitimately sitting here talking about Kenta Maeda is going to be runner up to Shane Bieber, but you're not going to toss him game one? Like, I'm blown away with that logic.
It's playing the matchup. That's
it's
what
being
it is.
Fearful towards it's, the Yankees.
It's not being fearful. It's playing the matchup.
What did playing the matchup get us last year? Swept?
Well, number one, you're not throwing Randy Dobnak. You're not
the same.
You're not throwing a bullpen.
We were fearful to throw Jake Odorizzi in New York in Yankee Stadium, were we not? Hello?
Oh, sorry. I had a call that was coming in. I understand where they didn't want to throw Odorizzi last year, but last year was last year. This year is this year. It's a completely different staff.
All right. Well, maybe we'll take a – do we have a phone call on it? We can take one phone call on it and
no,
then
they
wrap up.
No, they hung up? Yeah, they didn't want to get on the air.
Okay, so. All right. I think that's kind of a rough take. I might have to DM Patrick Roycey tonight and be like, what? What did you say? Or take a look at his Twitter account. Did he tweet that or did he write an article about that?
No, it was a tweet. And I got to be honest, there were a lot of people that were saying in terms of the matchup – it makes sense. It makes sense in terms of lining up your best opportunity for a win is going to be throwing Kenta Maeda against anybody other than Gerrit Cole.
Let me ask you this then. So now forget about it. We'll get to it later. Yeah, we're gonna wrap it up, and then coming up next, we got Lake Night. Twins win again, 7-6 over the Detroit Tigers. But don't go anywhere here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.